And coming to you from out of the blue, you're locked into your local station. It's Radio Life and Style, live on a Tuesday the 16th. And wow, we are about to drop a bombshell live on radio this morning because I have, you know, sources. I've got people. I'm in the know. I tend to get the news a few minutes before it hits the newsstand or the airwaves for that matter. And we have had word from very reputable sources that a massive story is about to break and unfold. In fact, we're going to be breaking it live here on Radio Life and Style. So well done for tuning in. You've made the right choice on a Tuesday. This story is going to ripple far beyond the borders of the Bolito bubble. It's definitely going to make national waves. And I'm really, really excited to lift the lid on this one. We're taking you right now virtually, just around the corner, to Zimbali Lakes Estate, where a big unveiling is set to take place this morning. But just ahead of the curtain raising, the ribbon cutting, the champagne being uncorked, I happen to have in the studio with me a man who's no stranger to the microphone. And Wayne Krambeck, Senior Vice President of Operations at Zimbali Lakes Estate, joins us for a quick catch-up on a Tuesday morning. Wayne, welcome back to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, absolutely fantastic and really excited about what's going to be unveiled today. So, but always good to be back in the studio here with the Life and Style family.
Well, look, we are such fans of what you are building, what is emerging out of the ground, and Zimbali Lakes is, without question, one of the most exciting residential property investments in the country, in fact, on the African continent, if you have to talk to those in the know. And it's about to get taken up a notch today with the news that we're about to dive into. Even if you just have a sort of passing knowledge of golf and golfing legends, the Big Easy is a brand that people know. Ernie Els is the man behind that brand. He's a golf Hall of Famer. He's a South African sporting legend. And he rubs shoulders with some serious heavy hitters, both on and off the course. And through the grapevine this morning, I've heard tell that the Big Easy himself has taken an interest in Zimbali Lakes, and there is a very, very special event about to take place with Ernie Els attached. Can we lift the lid on this thing? Can we explain what the connection is and how it all came together, Wayne?
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. I mean, the time is ripe. You know, it is today. So today's the exciting news that'll break across South Africa. No doubt will spread around the world on various platforms. But, you know, we've been in negotiations with Ernie for quite some time now. And not only did it just started with a smaller concept and has ended up being something quite massive. You know, it's almost a 360 degree sort of view of everything that he possibly can get involved in at Zimbali Lakes with us as the master developers from IFA. So yeah, so this started quite some time back with us saying, you know, let's create a golf academy and something that was quite different to what you'd normally find, because we don't have a full driving range, and I don't want to go and add in something that's just kind of an afterfit really on the estate, because everything is so special on this development. So we said, let's create something that's really special, that when somebody goes there, they walk away and say, wow. You know, whether you're going there to warm up, or whether you're going there for lessons, or whether you're going for a greater sort of goal of becoming a future Hall of Famer, which I'll talk about a little bit later, you know, it needs to have the wow factor attached to it. So, you know, we started chatting to Ernie some time back, and, you know, being a PGA professional, you know, I've played with Ernie in the past, and he's an amazing guy. And, you know, he's so excited with the Zimbali brand, and to get involved in the Golf Academy, which he calls the EPGA, it's his brand worldwide. You know, that started, as I say, more than a year ago. With that, when we started talking about the golf course and the design of the golf course, and Ernie then got involved with his team, his designer Greg Lecce, who's based out in the States, they started getting involved with Golf Data on the design of the golf course and having their impact on that. So it culminated from an academy to be having a signature golf course, Ernie Els' signature golf course. And then even further to that, you know, we said, well, why don't we then get the Big Easy Pub and Grill, which is will be in our sports facility, which is very family orientated. So that's all being signed and done. So we're going to have only else Big Easy Pub and Grill there, which is, as I say, family designed. That will also then have his great wines that he does. As we all know, you got the Ernie Els wines, which are produced in Stellenbosch and out Polway. So that's going to be a nice addition to the clubhouse as well, to have all of these beautiful wines, not only them, but some good South African wines.
Man, so there are so many facets to this thing. And we can now say the cat is out the bag. Ernie Els, formerly attached to the Zimbali Lakes brand in the shape of a signature golf course, Golf Academy under his brand EPGA, and this Big Easy Pub and Grill family focused offering with the wine cellar attached to it. How big a deal is this? I mean, in terms of the spotlight this is now going to place on Zimbali Lakes as a development and the region, I mean the KZN North Coast.
Well, Mike, there's a little bit more to it as well, you know. So attached to the Golf Academy, we've already designed, in final designs of a full Ernie Els Suites, which would really house students for the academy. Can take up to just over 240 students, which we'll then attach to either a local school or have a school on site that will actually house these kids. So you'll end up with kids coming from all over the world. And hopefully predominantly South Africa, though, that end up coming to this academy and actually do their schooling. But our primary focus is actually turning them into fantastic golfers. And as I said, future Hall of Famers, as Ernie is himself. And, that's just something quite incredible for us. Up and above that, Ernie's also going to be building his own residence in our newly released Totali Views property, which is only 106 opportunities there. It's really the creme de la creme of our property. So imagine having the likes of an Ernie Els having a residence on site. And when he's in South Africa, it's almost like be a little bit of a home away from home amongst some of his other homes that he has. But I mean, that's incredibly exciting. So you ask, what's it going to do for us, you know, just locally in this area? I think it's going to be massive. I mean, if you think about the spillover from students and people investing in property, having a brand attached to that, the international exposure that we're going to get in this area for our entire area, and then that coupled with the likes of Club Med just up the North Coast, I mean, wow. I mean, this is incredible for Ballito and the greater Durban area.
It is a story that is so positive. It's so worth shouting about and celebrating. And as you say, it's just such an exciting time to be involved with brand Ballito in a bigger sense, because we know that now the eyes of the world are really looking in this direction. And to have Ernie not just, you know, signing a deal to have his name attached to something, but to actually be putting down roots to be a resident at Totali. And as you say, you know, this is a man who has residences in some extremely illustrious addresses around the world. For him to have been impressed enough to actually become a resident, as well as lending his name to the signature course, the academy, the suites, as you mentioned, the Big Easy Pub and Grill, the wine cellar, the whole thing. He couldn't be now more bought in, more invested in the Zimbali Lakes dream. Would you agree?
No, absolutely. You know, I've been asked this morning a couple of questions, and one of them is, why would Ernie build a house at Zimbali Lakes? And you know, my answer is, well, why not? You know, but the reality to it is, what Ernie's really excited about is, you know, the lifestyle that it offers, the security and the privacy that it offers to the likes of those people that live in that type of lifestyle. That's what they're looking for. You know, they're not always looking for the hustle and bustle of life. They're also looking for the family downtime, some privacy, and with that security, with the added lifestyle of all the activities that they can do within the estate, and also within the Ballito, greater Ballito area, which we all know is absolutely fantastic in this lifestyle. So, you know, and that's the reason why he wants to have a home here.
Well, listen, obviously it ticked all the right boxes for the Big Easy. For those that might be catching this interview, tuning in halfway through, maybe you're listening to this actually after the fact now as a podcast, and you're wondering, wow, Zimbali Lakes, maybe I should be looking in this direction too. What differentiates Zimbali Lakes from other estates in the region?
Yeah, well, Mike, I mean, look, we've got some great estates in this area and some really good developers. But, you know, Zimbali Lakes is, we've got two names for it. Number one, it's a three-generational estate because we can have three generations of people living there with a fantastic retirement village coming in, which is under the Evergreen brand, under AMDEC. So that's quite fantastic. And then the parents are living there. Their kids are living in a beautiful home on the estate. And then the young up-and-coming professionals, which are just finished varsity and coming in to get some jobs, could live in one of the apartment somewhere. So, you know, we are three generational estate, and then we also call ourselves a 15 minute estate. We're 15 minutes from anything and everything that you can possibly want in your life. Beaches, private hospitals, private schools, and a good number of them as well, to shopping centers. I mean, what else do you need? I mean, we always say, you know, where else would you go on holiday if you own a house at Zimbali Lakes? That becomes your biggest challenge.
Yeah, you're living the holiday. And looking at, in terms of the investment to date, the cost incurred by the developer to date regarding the infrastructure and the essential services, do you have a figure on what has been invested and what is still to be spent?
Mike, we do. I mean, and we're talking services here, so it's all your infrastructure costs. So no top structure in what I'm talking about here. So we've currently spent just short of 800 million on the development on infrastructure costs, which includes security, golf course, you know, the road infrastructures and everything that goes with that, and obviously a lot of civil works. We've still got about another 760 million that we're going to spend on infrastructure within the development. So we just passed halfway on the spend, which is fantastic. And what's really nice to know is we're pretty much unencumbered with the banks. So the development is very de-risked, especially in these turbulent times that we're having right now. So it's all going well. From a sales perspective, the total sales value that we've done to date, 1.2 billion rand in sales. Whoa. But we've got another 1.4 billion to go. So this is what makes it so exciting. It's our top properties that are still in the market there. Having the likes of Ernie and a brand like that associated with the Zimbali brand is just massive for us. It really is. So we really are excited for the next couple of years from a sales perspective and development perspective.
Well, obviously, this latest announcement this morning, Ernie Els getting involved, is going to light a big fire under the remaining sales action. And how many opportunities are there still on site? And does that include the commercial aspects as well?
It does, Mark. So you asked a question which I didn't allude to just now, just was on, you know, what does it have to offer that other estates don't have? Mm. There's a massive retail section that's going to have shopping centers, restaurants, all spill onto the lakes with ocean views. It's something really spectacular. And to be honest, something that the entire Durban area lacks, that Cape Town has. So we're going to have something that's going to rival the waterfront, I do believe. And, you know, that's a 3-4 billion rand development in itself within the estate when you look at the top structure costs associated to that. It's quite exciting on what that's going to have on offer for the entire estate. And that will also be on offer to the public, which is great. Hotel rights.
Such a massive story. And when you try and capture the image of the financial impact of a development of this nature, and, you know, especially in light of the story that's breaking this morning, what do you believe that financial impact will be on the local community?
You know, we've had so many discussions around this, Mike, and it's so hard to put a number to it. You know, how many people come and invest in property as a result of something like this? It's a number you can't put on the table because I think it's that big. But I think more importantly, you know, what is the impact of this long term? Because when you look at the numbers of what jobs are created long term, and I'm now talking, when somebody builds a home, you've got 18 months of having work, and then if you're not building a home, you've got no work. What's more important is when homes come in and you've got plumbers and you've got painters and you've got gardeners and you've got domestic workers, you've got all the peripheral jobs that are created from every single home that's on site, plus all the spend. When people move in, they're going to spend money in the local economy. I mean, that turns out to be billions over time, you know. So what this brings to the greater Ballito area and spreads out into the peripheral areas is just... It's massive, and that's actually the number we need to look at. You know, it's not the short-term spend.
Absolutely, and no doubt from this morning, Zimbali Lakes is going to be part of the national discussion, and it's not going to be fading anytime soon with the announcement that South African-born international sporting icon and Golf Hall of Famer Ernie Els, the Big Easy himself, he's in town. He is officially doing a signing ceremony at Zimbali Lakes. It's confirmed. The man is lending his name to a signature golf course, the Ernie Els signature course here at Zimbali Lakes, as well as bringing his golf academy brand, EPGA, to Zimbali Lakes, tying that in with the Big Easy Pub and Grill, bringing his wines to the cellar, and the Ernie Els Suites being attached to the Academy, as well as the fact that he is now going to become a resident as well, with a home under construction in the exclusive Tatali enclave. This is a massive national, in fact, it's an international story. We're really excited to be breaking the news for the local media scene right here on Radio Life and Style. And we can't wait to see what the next chapter in this story looks like as it continues to be written. My special guest in the studio with me, representing the Zimbali Lakes team, Wayne Krambeck, Senior Vice President Operations at Zimbali Lakes Estate. Wayne, well done for keeping your lips so tightly buttoned on this one while all the background work was being put in place. It must have been a difficult secret to keep, eh?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, even to the most trusted people in our team didn't know about this for some time, just because of the sensitivities around it getting out until, you know, we really wanted this news to break. So, yeah, it's been hard to do that, and I have to make sure I wear a muffle over my mouth at night so I don't talk in my sleep about it. So, yeah, so it's been quite a challenge keeping it quiet.
Well, good luck to you and your team, because I predict from this morning the sales team is going to be inundated with plenty of inquiries and requests to come and view what's left on the sales opportunities, and onward and upward for the Zimbali Lakes brand. And we'll be keeping tabs on the situation and the story. As I say, it's a story that's worth spreading. It's the biggest story of the year, certainly for the KZN North Coast, and it's not an April Fool's joke. If you don't believe me, I have a voice note that has just landed on my device. And take a listen to this.
Hi, this is Ernie. I am very excited about our involvement at Zimbali Lakes. This is a wonderful opportunity and a great asset for the KwaZulu-Natal North Coast. See you soon.
Well, there you have it. The Big Easy himself, in his own words, Ernie Els. He is in town today at Zimbali Lakes, and now the word is out. And if you're catching this live on Radio Life and Style, tell your friends. And if you're sharing this podcast, spread it far and wide on all your social platforms. And let's put a big, big spotlight on what's happening right here on the KZN North Coast. Above all, stay tuned. It's Radio Life and Style.